I am joined again by Emma Callan and Chris Cumming, director and assistant director for Singing in the Rain. But back with your Gaiety Villa Complex hat on, Emma Callan. We did talk a bit about the technical aspect of putting this together. From your point of view then, this is something a bit special. The theatre's being used in a way it's never been used before.
Yeah, I mean, it's never been too much of a consideration. I mean, we're all up for trying new things. Obviously, we've had to think about the infrastructure of the theatre, and we look after this grand old lady very, very well. And so we didn't want any water seeping into bits that we didn't or couldn't protect. And so there's been a lot of that. But I know the company as well, and Chris and Wally, stage manager, and everyone has been really thoughtful about that as well. That's taken a lot of hard work and preparation. But also, people who come to see the show will see that there's no orchestra pit for this show, because the orchestra are up at the back of the stage. So where I'm looking right now, we can see all the way up to the backstage, the wall backstage. So that's all open, you can see there. And there's been stairs built over the orchestra bit. And we were saying, actually, it looks like they've always been there. Yeah. They're the same colours as the theatre. It just looks really natural having those stairs over. You can't even tell they're over a pit. They just look like they're part of the building.
So, Chris, from a point of view of comparing this to what was also a technically extremely challenging show with Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, how does this one compare?
It's a lot more technical. You kind of go, after flying a car, anything is easy. But I think what's so great about what Matt has as a company is he's just always so open and willing to try, and it's that level of it, working in that environment is just so freeing as a director and a creator. So it was kind of just, you know, I'm not gonna lie, I was a bit naive at the beginning, kind of going, yeah, it's gonna be great. And then I was like, oh, there's like loads of film sequences, and then there's a rain sequence. So it's kind of like, okay, there's a lot. But again, everybody has risen to the challenge, and it has been a challenge. But I really, and I'm not saying this because I'm directing it or anything, but I genuinely think it's gonna be very, very special. Just as the whole thing, the show without any of what I'm looking at right now already is really exciting. And when you add all these finishing touches, it just takes it to another level.
It's been incredible for Sarah and I to actually witness this stage being put together as we've been on air this afternoon. And even just seeing elements like the dancers on the stage, making sure the flooring's correct, because it's hand-built flooring, isn't it?
Yeah, all been hand-built. Paul Devereux, who's been our scenic constructor on the islands, has been just incredible what he's done in terms of building it. So yeah, basically each panel of the floor has been hand cut, hand painted, and built to perfection, which is, you know, is vital for the show. So it's been very a very busy show. And then Watford Palace Theatre over in the UK, they built the rest of the set. So it's kind of been like a big IKEA flat pack trying to put it all together. But we've got there. I'm looking at a near complete set.
And from the point of view of having, we touched on this a little bit in the programme earlier, but having the assistant director on aisle and you, the director, being for a large part of the time, obviously having to be off island, how have you found that experience?
Oh, it's brilliant. I've got a best friend and a great companion, and Kaylee Parkinson, who's my assistant choreographer, and Mandy Griffin, who's Kelvin's assistant. It's just an amazing team. You know, it's a very lonely job being a creative, because obviously the cast, or, you know, so it's just so lovely to have a team, and we've got our WhatsApp group and all that, and communication makes it that you don't really leave a show, because you're always with it. So that's really wonderful. But yeah, I don't know. It's not really a problem. I don't feel like it's an issue. And like the Facebook group we've got is great, because we upload videos, and so you always can be in communication with the show.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing now, because I suppose with everything being online now, it's much easier to keep in communication. And Emma, there's something a bit special happening with the performances this year, isn't there?
Yeah, we are really pleased that Taylorian have allowed us to work with them on a relaxed performance. So that's happening this Saturday, which would have been, or is, the last rehearsal day for the show, really. So Chris and Kelvin and Matt have allowed us to use it as a relaxed performance. And a relaxed performance is for people with learning disabilities. So people who might not normally come to the theatre because they don't like the dark, you know, if they've got sensory sensitivities, or they don't like loud bangs or flashing lights, or sitting down for too long isn't for them, that doesn't matter with a relaxed performance. We keep the house lights on so it's not dark. We allow people can make a noise, that's okay. People can come and go. We'll have quiet areas out in the foyer, so if it's a bit too much for them for a while, they can go and sit outside and cool off and have a breath breath of fresh air. And yeah, really, it's for them. It's not the normal environment where you come and sit in the dark quietly. That's okay. You don't have to do that. And we, for this one, have specially invited groups because it's a trial for the theatre. We've never done this before. It's fairly standard in the UK these days. And we're making it standard with all our pantomimes from now on. So I'm really pleased to say that Peter Pan this year, our pantomime, is also going to have a relaxed performance. But I anticipate that's just going to be ticketed as a normal performance. It's just this one has been a specially invited audience so that we can work out what do we need to do as a theatre? How is it going to go? A Victorian theatre is not the most accessible building, and so we're well aware that there's things we have to keep an eye on. You know, there is disabled access, but not all over the building, and we just need to test things out. But we're really, really excited. We've got over 80 people coming, and everyone's been so pleased to be able to come as well. And for some families are coming and they have autistic children, or they just have one autistic child. And for them, being able to have a family day out has meant so much because they can't always go to things together. So I've no doubt it's going to be a success, and it's something we'll be able to do again.
If anyone's listening to this and they think that they would actually really like to come along, is there any space for anyone to come along?
There is still a bit of space. If anyone wants to, they just need to contact me directly at emma.callin@gov.im before Thursday, I would say, and then I'm sure we'll be able to squeeze them in.
Fantastic. So mentioning your relationship with Taylorian then, Chris, I mean, you've obviously worked with them before. Are there plans to do something else with them?
Yes, in fact, Matt, James and I have currently got a contract in our inboxes for the 2020 show, which is really exciting. So that will hopefully be announced in September. I know both Matt and I are elated with the piece. So that's really cool. Yeah, it's really funny. I'm so proud to be a part of the company and to be able to kind of lead it in where it's going and its way forward. It's such a exciting company to be a part of, and the aspirations and the dreams of what the company will be in another, 3 years' time. This is my third year here, and it's just, that's going to be really exciting to see how the company will develop and grow in its relationship with the island and its relationship with the UK, and how we build on that exchange and that sharing of talent and knowledge, which is really great for us.
That's the thing, because it does give the actors and everyone involved really a chance to sort of up their game in a way, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I think it's really important. I work in the UK, I work a lot with professionals, but I also work a lot with the community, and I think it's really, really important that we have that relationship. I don't think there's anything wrong in that at all. Mm-hmm. So that's a really important thing to me, and that's why last year when we did Sunday Night at the Gaiety, and this year when we do a Taylorian Christmas, it's great to be able to bring all these people together, and having Jason Manford here this Christmas at the Villa, which is our first Villa outing as Taylorian. It's just a great share, and when I saw the young people look at the people from London and vice versa, and watching the cast watch the show themselves in rehearsal, you kind of, as a creative, I don't think there's anything better than that feeling, and I wouldn't want to be able to do anything else, really.
Fantastic. Well, Emma, let's wrap up then with you just reminding people when the show is on and how they can get tickets.
The show opens on Monday the 5th of August and runs for 2 weeks, and you can get tickets at the Welcome Centre, online at villagaiety.com, or by telephoning 600555.
Safe to say, I think you better be quick, because they are going to get snapped up, especially after the first performance and everyone sees how wonderful this is. Thank you both this afternoon for letting us have this sneak preview into Singing in the Rain. Break a leg, guys.
Thanks. See ya.